Would you want this guy to be your kid's coach? CNN on Raven. The Lions have a new head coach. His name is Dan Campbell. His coaching style actually is similar to how I coach my 12-year-old daughter's soccer team.
And they love you.
Well, not all of them. and I'll get to that. So what does new coach Dan Campbell sound like? Here he is in a recent press conference.
So this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, mm-hmm. all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. Mm-hmm. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
It's going to take so many chunks out of your kneecap. And he says it so diplomatically.
Well,
like, all right?
Detroit needs something to get behind, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, they haven't been good for a while, all right? And they need somebody that understands Detroit and what Detroit means. And
right?
It means to be tough. It means to be tough in Detroit.
All right.
Yep. Got it.
That's right.
I'm listening to this and I'm giggling because, you know, he's talking about like taking people's kneecaps out.
Sure.
And, you know,
sure.
It's like, but is this the type of coach that you want for your children?
Well, I mean, moms don't get to make those decisions in the NFL. Thankfully, these are grown men that are playing this gladiator sport. But I understand if he was the coach for Pee Wee football and that was his introductory, speech to the local community center or whatever. Yes, then that would be quite alarming. In the NFL, this is not necessarily all that shocking, but it is different.
I imagine a bunch of 6-year-olds sitting like cross-legged on the floor on the turf. Right. They're all excited. It's their first time playing flag football.
That's right.
This guy gets up there, he's like, we're going to take out their kneecaps, all right?
That's right.
And when they take you down,
strike
you're going to get
first,
up, you're going to smile in the
strike
face.
Strike hard, all right? No mercy, that's the way.
I see, it sounds so violent, and at first I was like, oh my gosh, like why would anybody want to coach like this? And then I was like, wait a minute. This is exactly how psycho me sounds
when
I get on the soccer field with my daughter.
Yes. Screaming at them, by
screaming.
The way. Screaming.
Yeah.
Full blast as they're running up and down the field. And how old was the average age of the girls that you were coaching?
This past season, 10.
All right. Yeah. Well, this past season, 10. But
I've been coaching them since she was six, seven years old.
Right. So again, when they're 6 or 7 and you're yelling at them because they're out of position or whatever, or not hustling enough, it's a little different.
But I think it has a lot to do with the kids. So I think about, I am aggressive coach. I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
But I do think that my coaching style fits some kids.
Some kids need that coach.
Like Casey, this past season. Now, Hayden, my daughter, she knows how to block me out. She ignores me in all aspects of her life. I'm her mother.
Right.
But like Casey came in a little bit timid to soccer. She was scoring goals, and she responded well to like how aggressive I was as a coach.
Now, if there's a kerfuffle, she'll bite somebody's ankle.
She'll
in the
go
middle
right
of
at
it.
Their kneecaps.
Right?
Yeah.
Good.
Like, yeah. She's like, do you know what a chicken wing is? My coach taught me about the chicken wing. But then there's other girls that were on the team that after game 3 they didn't come anymore. And I was like, oh no, like I'm too aggressive.
That's right, you scared them off.
So the question we have is, would you want this type of coach for your child? Is this the kind of like coach that you think makes your child better or is like detrimental to the way they learn sports?
Detroit just traded their quarterback over this weekend. All right. So, I mean, it's kind of a big deal. Maybe he was intimidated by the kneecap talk.
Maybe. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's Ann on Raven. Would you want this guy to be your kid's coach? Like, football, soccer, whatever it is, it's Ann on Raven. The Lions have a new head coach. His name is Dan Campbell. If you missed it earlier, this is what he sounded like at his first press conference.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right? And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing.
Just so matter of fact. Like, if you have any respect at all for your kneecaps, they are gone.
Well,
facing this team.
I think the message here is we're not going to give up. We're going to keep coming is his message, right? And for grown men playing in the NFL in Detroit where they need a little bit of leadership, they need a little bit of confidence because they haven't had that in a while, then that's good for them, I guess. It might work for them.
But the coaching
he was a
style,
player.
Yeah, great. Good. All that is all fine and well. But this coaching style, I was thinking about it because, I mean, I have never in my life told any young girls playing soccer that they should bite somebody's kneecap off.
I'll give you a couple examples of people that coach just like this person, okay? How about Beyonce's dad? Beyonce's dad coached just like this guy. You got to believe that, right? Mm. Tiger Woods' father?
Well, definitely. I watched the documentary.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, great stars were born of this. The Williams sisters' father? I mean, do you think that there was any like, no, it's okay, your best effort was good today? No.
But is this crossing the line? Because, you know, we come from this new everybody gets a trophy mentality.
Yes.
And some people get very upset when you that comes up.
Right.
But the question is like, do you think this is detrimental for kids? Because I'm a rough coach. I coach girls soccer.
Sure.
And have I ever told one of the girls to take out kneecaps? No. Have I ever told them to stand their ground, like, and to don't be afraid to put a shoulder in there?
Sock somebody in the mouth?
No.
Well, kind of.
No, there's rules against that. There's rules against that.
Okay.
But have I taught to be aggressive, not to be afraid, and take people on head on?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Now, will those lessons guide them well in certain situations in their life? No question about it. Survival situations,
yes,
tough things, but will it change their color or their water colors time at recess or whatever as their children? Yes, it will also do that. It's both.
What do you think? Would you want this kind of coach to be coaching your children? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, absolutely. This is the kind of guy we actually need as a coach. He's going to tell you like it is. He's going to be upfront with the kids, not this, you know, everybody wins a trophy kind of deal. You know, they've got to learn when, you know, that when you lose, you lose. You learn something from it and you move on. That's really the best way to do it.
I mean, tell it like it is. He's talking about eating their calf.
It builds character.
He's talking about smiling through, you know, a toothless smile, and he could be talking to 6-year-olds.
There's a lot of that I agree with, though, is that at some point you have to realize everything's not sunshine and rainbows.
Well, welcome to kindergarten, kid. Suck it up. Oh, you want your mommy after nap time?
You want this guy to be your coach? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
This guy is insane. It's a game, not a blood sport. I don't want him anywhere near my kids.
Yeah, but the next kid who gets that guy as a coach is going to be a champion. A champion, Anna Zapp.
But I think there are some kids, like I said, there's some kids that are sensitive that they don't respond well to that. I think it really depends on your child.
Well, they shouldn't go play for Detroit then next season.
that's for sure. If you want to check out this video and you want to put what you think about it, you can head to our Facebook page right now. Search Anna and Raven.